Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to our very special Table Manners Christmas extravaganza. This is a special Christmas edition. We've decided that this is now our tradition, that we do a Christmas special. So we've decided to call on some of our lovely friends from over the years that have been on Table Manners and ask them what they're doing with their Christmas day. How are you, Mum?
I'm fine, darling. So we're having a pre-Christmas dinner, aren't we? Because we're not going to be here for Christmas.
Yeah, and actually I'm doing it here.
Yep. Which I'm very happy about.
We've done all the pre-prepared sprouts, and there's going to be hopefully minimal fuss, because actually the delivery's coming at 1, so it better be minimal fuss.
I'm going to get the turkey crown later.
The kids are going to roll in from their last day of school and then have Christmas dinner on the table.
Great.
Just how I like it.
Great.
Everyone can buzz off by 8 o'clock.
Fine, darling. Is that a hint?
Yes. Because we love Christmas dinner so much, but we don't know whether we'll be getting that in. And woe is us. On a hot holiday.
Yeah.
We hope you're all having a lovely time getting ready for Christmas. I feel like nobody has done their Christmas shopping this year.
All my friends have said, "Don't buy, and let's just go out together and go somewhere really lovely together."
I think that's a really nice idea.
So, you know, go to an exhibition or go out for a nice dinner or go to see a show, rather than just spend money. I don't need things.
Yeah, I think that's a really nice idea. So shall we go on to our first guest?
Yep.
We have the wonderful Melanie C calling in
to spice up our Christmas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing? Nearly Christmas.
Right. I know, it is nearly Christmas. Whereabouts are you at the moment? You look like you're in a hotel room.
I am. I mean, what is this, a premiering hub?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sporty Spice needs to not be in a Premier Inn.
Do you know what, though? I'm going to flex now because I'm singing at Westminster Abbey tonight.
Gorgeous.
So we're just around the corner because the dressing room was just like a curtain and pearl thing. So I thought, oh, let's just get a quiet room.
What are you singing, Mel?
I'm singing Silent Night with Alfie Bell.
Good God.
Well, that's a Christmas cracker.
Yeah, and a string quartet. I'm absolutely pooing my pants.
No, don't. You know what? Even if you make a bum note, which you won't, Mel, because you're brilliant, reverb just makes everything sound heavenly. So don't worry about it. You got it, babe.
Well, I rehearsed yesterday in the barracks with like the MD and the musicians, and it was such a dry room. And he was like, project to the back of the Abbey. And I was like, oh my God, I'm out of my depth here. What am I doing? And then we've got to the Abbey and they've go, here's your in-ear pack, here's your mic. I'm like, oh, that's fine. And I'm doing now.
You'll be fine.
I'm going to start recording. Hang on. Soz.
There we go.
How's your Christmas looking this year?
Do you know what? I'm so excited for Christmas this year because it's going to be very traditional. I've got my mum staying with me. We know how great mums are at Christmas. And it's been... Oh, that's a funny little look there.
Yeah,
that's a funny look.
You know what? Yeah. I haven't actually looked at you in the eye since you've come home.
Hi, Mum.
Haven't
seen me at all.
I'm making... Have you got a crick neck or something? You like
this?
No,
because I don't want to mush my hair.
All right, fine. All right, fair enough. Sorry, go on.
Your hair looks fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. Just had it done.
So go on, you're going to be with your mum?
Yeah, so I've had a really busy year. I think very much as you have. We've had a bit of a crazy one, haven't we? It kind of feels like because we had that 2 years... we weren't doing nothing,
no.
But we weren't out there doing the thing that we love so much. Now we've been back out doing all the festivals and being together in person. It's felt quite frenetic. And I feel like we're making up for lost time.
Mm.
you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to putting my feet up. I think my mum's going to really look after me. She's been cooking already. I've got lots in my freezer.
Oh, nice. And will you be going with, like, the pigs in blankets? Will you be making your own Yorkshire puddings? Will you even have a Yorkshire pudding on your Christmas table?
Oh, no, we don't have a Yorkshire pudding on Christmas Day. This year, we're being a little bit radical in that we're having beef and turkey. Because we've all finally decided we don't really like turkey that much. We kind of eat it under duress every year just because that's what you do. But I want a bit of turkey, but a bit of beef would be nice as well. So maybe we should have Yorkshire puddings.
Babe.
We should.
Just do
it's
it.
It's on.
And don't stress. Just get the Aunt Bessie's. They're the best. Now, which Spice Girl are you giving a Christmas present to?
I gift all of the girls.
Oh, do you?
We all gift each other and we always have. We went through a phase when the children were younger. Yeah. We went through a phase of just doing the kids.
Yeah.
But now the kids are all growing up, we're kind of just giving to each other again, which is nice.
Oh, that's so sweet. What have you bought your daughter this year?
Oh, my goodness. You would love this. She presented me with a PDF.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was like a PowerPoint presentation. I mean, literally, if she put this much effort into her homework, she'd be flying. But no, it's in the Christmas list. It's cosmetics. It's very expensive leisure wear. Perfumes. We get all kinds of things. But I think it's good because, you know, she's 13. She knows what she likes. So I'd rather take the guesswork out of it.
I love that she's into luxe leisure wear when her mother is Sporty Spice. That's kind of genius. And also, Victoria Beckham's got you covered on all the cosmetics. Surely you can just get a freebie there. You're fine. She's shifting it always on Instagram, isn't she? Her favourite Kohl sparkly liner. Just give her one of them.
Well, you know what? I've got quite a few bases covered. But, you know, these kids have got expensive tastes these days, haven't they?
Well, let's talk about new music with you. What's happening in 2023 for Mel C?
Well, I'm very excited. I've been booking lots of shows. There's going to be lots more festivals, but my focus will be new music. I had a few sessions, but I think next year I need to dedicate all of my time to that. I'm going to be dancing at Sadler's Wells in January.
Yes! Which is, sounds amazing!
Yeah, I can't believe it still. I've been working on it since March because I've had to retrain my body because even though, you know, I'm physically active, the whole dancing and the kind of the discipline of that, and as well because it's contemporary dance, which I've never done before. I trained classically until I was 19. Mm. So, I'm a little bit creaky in the old hips, but it's been wonderful. I've been part of the development. It's with an incredible choreographer called Jules Cunningham. So we are going to be performing from the middle to the end of January. I'll be at Sadler's Wells, which is like a childhood dream to get on that stage.
I think we're going, Jess.
Will you be singing at all in it, or is it pure dance?
You know, we are singing a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be anything anybody expects. It's very arty. It's been quite a journey, kind of delving into these emotions. And yeah, it's a real privilege and an honour to be able to do it.
Oh, Mel, this sounds so exciting.
And terrifying.
No, that's good though. That's good.
So you're at Sadler's Wells, singing with an opera singer tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're doing
all doing it.
Now, what are you asking for Christmas?
You know, I'm really happy because I know I'm getting what I want for Christmas, which is 5 days putting my feet up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
I want to put my feet up. I want to eat nice food. I want to drink nice drinks. I want to be with my family. Mm. You know, when you're so busy and travelling, that is what you miss, isn't it? I want to sit down. I want to play Scrabble. Mm. I want to make fun of each other. I want there to be loads of banter, loads of love and laughter. That's all I want for Christmas.
You know what I've got for all my... I've got Uno Extreme. Have you ever played Uno Extreme?
I played Uno and I'm a big fan, so let me know what Extreme is.
Okay,
about.
So maybe you need to put this in your daughter's stocking.
Yes.
Apparently it like flicks out Uno, so it's kind of, it's extreme and it goes kind of mad and you have to catch them. Apparently it's quite good. We're also going to try Pie Face in our house. Have you ever tried Pie Face?
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, I haven't, and I was thinking of it when you were talking about the extreme. That would be fun.
So get Pie Face and Uno Extreme and you'll be, add that to Scrabble and Monopoly and you'll be sorted for Boxing Day.
Yeah. Now, what's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh, that is a good question. There are so many. I kind of laughed this year because I think for the first time I realised the ridiculousness of us listening to the same songs year in, year out.
You're so
it's
right.
such a weird thing, isn't it? But I love, what's the Slade one? Is it called Merry Christmas, Everyone?
It's Christmas!
Yeah, that's the one I tend to break out if anybody wants me to sing a Christmas tune. I love Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas as well. Yeah.
I still love Wham.
Oh, yeah.
Last Christmas, it's my favourite, I think
I've spoken about this already, but there's this Charlie Brown Christmas album, which is like Charlie Brown from Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this jazz album, Mel, you've got to listen to it. Like, it's so good. It's really gorgeous and Christmassy, and it sounds really nice when you like... A Charlie Brown Christmas, it's called, by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. It's so lovely. If you're cooking and or Christmas Eve, it'll be gorgeous.
Yes.
Who are you kissing under the mistletoe this year, Mel?
Oh, well, I'm single and ready to mingle. So if you got any ideas...
Well, I'll come out with you, Mel.
you and Len on the Raz. Let's go.
I think, you know what, it's it's a different Christmas for me this year, being single. But in a way, it's just nice. I can really enjoy all my family, you know. Mum, mm-hmm. dad, daughter. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Can I just say, Mel, you're looking younger and younger every time I see you. What is it? What's the secret?
Well, you know, I do look after myself. I think this year it's been quite work heavy, so I'm tired, but I haven't had enough time to have fun. And I think sometimes it's the fun that, you know, ebbs away at the looks.
Ruins your skin. And yeah, absolutely.
You don't seem tired. You seem full of life, a force of nature, Mel.
Oh, well, thank you. It's talking to you two.
Is it? Listen, honestly, we're so excited. We're going to come to Sadler's Wells. We'll see you in the new year. Have a gorgeous Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Have a beautiful day, beautiful Christmas time. And, you know, to all your listeners out there as well, it's been another interesting year. But let's have a nice break and brace ourselves for 23.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Lots of love. Oh, Mel, getting to sing in Westminster Abbey. Didn't Gaga like Alfie Bird?
Loved him.
Oh, that's so nice. What a nice way to get Christmassy. Right, next up, we have one of our lovely guests from, I don't know, was he last year? Was he this year? He's relatively recent alumni of Table Manners. It's Tom Daly.
Hope he's got his knitted speedos on, darling.
We'll find out.
Hi!
Hello!
Oh my God, you look like you're in a grotto, Tom.
Where are you?
I know, I feel like I'm in a grotto. It's my kitchen.
Oh, wow. You're kidding! Oh, you really... The fairy lights in the rafters.
You do the Christmas glow up.
Yeah, and honestly, the Christmas lights were a nightmare because we put them all up and then we waited to turn them on until Robbie got home, and we turned them on and they were cool white instead of warm white. So then... Instead of taking them down and getting new ones, I decided to paint every single bowl.
Hang on. Was Robbie going to throw the shit fit because they were not warm white? Or was it that you're a perfectionist?
It was me and Lance. We were like, you know what? If we're going to walk in here, it was like a dental... It was like walking into surgery at night. It was like, it was so bright that you kind of were squinting. I was picturing this like beautiful starry night scene while we're having our dinner. But no, it was like, we must have been able to be seen from space. It was that kind of bright. So now they have all been, I basically took a protein scooper, filled it with paint, and then like dabbed each light bulb in paint. So that you can kind of see that they're partially covered. So there's like little bits of white coming through, but yeah.
They look gorgeous. They look almost like red.
Red, pink
red. So I actually used orange paint to try and make them warm. So they kind of, so we might even be able to put them up like for Halloween next year and then keep them up through Christmas. So.
Oh, perfect. They can be pumpkins next
year. Yeah, exactly. So
what's Christmas Day looking like for you? I can imagine it's going to be a perfect Christmas if this is what you're doing with just the lighting.
we do go a little bit wild for Christmas. You know, Robbie, our son, is 4 years old now, so he is fully loving it. I mean, you can see Elf on the Shelf up here, trapped in a jar currently.
Oh, babe, so commiserations.
I know.
I don't know why you've started that.
Yeah, me neither. There's been a couple of mild panics and a couple of mornings. But, you know, Christmas Day, I'm super excited about it. It's just going to be me, Lance and Robbie in the morning because the rest of my family are going to be in Plymouth because we're going down to Plymouth later on. But, yeah, it's just going to be me, Lance and Robbie in the morning. And then... what ends up happening is that because we're in London, there's lots of people that don't end up going home for Christmas, whether it be people that are working in theatre or, for example, my coach. So my coach is going to come over for Christmas dinner with her family. And then we also might have a couple of friends that are in like theatre industry that might come along too. So it's, but we do a lot of food. We do lots of food.
Well, I remember this last time. You were like big cooks.
Yeah. So like the previous years before lockdown, we had like 27 people come over for Christmas. I know it's a lot, but we also like fuse together that like traditional British Christmas dinner and then American Christmas dinner, because in America, like Lance makes some of the most crazy Christmas foods that I've never even heard of before. Like, for example, there's this thing called a green bean casserole, which are like tinned green beans with like mushroom soup, soy sauce with like crispy onions on top, and then baked in the oven. Sounds really gross, but it's actually delicious. But then the other one he makes, which I again still don't understand, but it works, that's sweet potatoes mashed up with eggs, soy sauce, loads of brown sugar, and then it's popped in the oven with marshmallows on top. Yeah.
Is that a Thanksgiving situation? Yeah. So it's Thanksgiving
like,
one.
Yeah. So it's like a Thanksgiving one, but we have it for Christmas as well, because sometimes we put like candied pecans on top as well. And that's also delicious. So yeah, we go for it on Christmas for sure.
Right. So you mentioned your coach is coming.
Yes.
Does that mean you're training for something next year, Tom?
Well, I haven't been on a diving board since the Olympics last year. So, so I haven't actually gone back yet. So I'm sure my coach is going to come back to try and pitch me to come back to training. But I haven't like made any decisions yet, because I've been doing so many different things since the games. I've been working on
the book,
my knitting stuff. And like, that's basically what I've been doing since then. It's just like knitwear design and also opportunities in TV. And I would love to like transfer into becoming more of a fashion designer. And so it's been, you know, I saw you perform at the BFAs, which was amazing.
Oh, babe, I didn't see you, but I knew that you were there. Who were you wearing at the
fashion? I was Ami. So I was sat on the Ami table, and I was wearing knitwear, of course, but it was like all like had loads of like crystals all over it. So it was like a sparkly knit. It was very heavy. It was like chainmail, but it was good.
Are you going to be wearing your own knitwear on Christmas Day? Have you knitted a new Christmas Day jumper?
I should get it. I was gonna wear it. Wait.
Oh, I like this.
Let me get her on. Let me get her on.
Oh my god, he's made this.
Oh my god.
No.
That is a jumper. That's incredible. Can we do a screen grab?
Can we take a photo of this?
Yeah. I'll get my lights in the background.
That is stunning.
That is gorgeous.
That is.
So, Tom, with your phenomenal jumper, have you got little knitted Speedos on? I had to ask
it. Yes, I see. I know. I've made them before. They don't do very well in the water. So they go a bit soggy. So I stick to Christmas. I even made matching ones for Lance and for Robbie as well. So, but Robbie, my son, won't wear anything that I make him. So.
Oh, that is so terrible. Annoying.
Yeah. But it's nice and cozy. It's a nice chunky one.
That's gorgeous.
Really warm.
I can't
it's
wait
really
for there to be a Tom Daly knitwear store on Mount Street, or, you know, Bond Street.
I know. That's the thing. Like, at the moment, like, I've been doing loads of knitwear design, and I sell kits. So you can actually, like, all of the things that I design, you can make yourself, but I haven't got any ready to wear stuff. So if you're not a knitter, unless you want to learn, like, for example, this is one of the ones that I sell as a kit that somebody can make themselves. So if you know how to knit,
got your Christmas presents completely sorted, Tom Daly's just sorted you out with a pattern, a knit, a kit.
So a knit kit. So it's got the yarn, the needles, the pattern, the instructions of how to make it, how to learn to knit, everything. It's all in one place.
What are you asking for Christmas?
Oh gosh, honestly, that is like the question that I get. Like, my husband's like, what do you want for Christmas? And often the things that I love are doing things with my family and creating memories. Like, I don't really want anything in particular, or like last year I got a sewing machine and I really wanted to learn how to sew. It's still in its box. I still haven't quite got there yet, got around to doing it, but I've set myself up with some sewing lessons next year, so that's gonna be my resolution. But honestly, I just love being able to go and do things, whether that's going to like organizing a little theater trip with like a matinee show on a weekend with my son, and doing little things like that. That's what I love about Christmas, and it's about creating memories rather than the things that I get for me. I know that sounds really cliche, but it is that for me, that's what I get excited about for Christmas.
Are you going to the pantomime this year with Robbie?
Yes, I think we're going to go to the Palladium. I don't know if we're going to go on the 20th or the 23rd, but we're going to be going to, we want to go and see a panto because Robbie's never seen a panto. He's obsessed with theatre at the moment, and his favourite show is Six, the musical. Oh my gosh.
Oh, really?
He is obsessed. Like, I started listening to the soundtrack. I know he's probably a little bit young to go, but he was obsessed with the soundtrack. And now to the point where we have to turn all the lights off every single night, put on disco lights, and he has to do a performance every single night.
I love it.
And he's even like the open choreo with like the dum dum. He like does all the, it's really sweet. Very sweet.
Has he watched The Greatest Showman yet?
He hasn't. That would be a good one.
Obey, you're welcome. You're in now. I pass the baton of The Greatest Showman on to you and your
such
family.
A good one.
It's fabulous. Very good.
They love it all.
Oh, that's a good point, because that's exactly right up his alley, I bet. I need, that's going to be our weekend sorted. Right, Greatest Showman on.
What's your favourite Christmas song, you and Lance?
Honestly, Robbie had his little Christmas show nativity last week, which was really, really sweet.
Like, what was his part?
So he was a narrator, and his line was, and it went a bit like this. And he had to do a little arm signal. It was really sweet. So my favourite song is Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I know it's probably everyone's favourite, but it is the song that if I ever host parties or barbecues or anything, no matter what time of year it is, it's always the last song that plays. So even in the middle of summer, it plays. And if I ever want to clear out the house and like, okay, right, now we're done, like it's over, I play that song and people are like, people like love it. And then they're like, oh, actually, you know what? Maybe I should leave now.
That's genius. That's like the best kind of table manners of being like, thank you so much. We've had a great time now.
Exactly. It's like, this is it. So, but, and then in Robbie's nativity, the song that ended it was Feliz Navidad. So we've heard a lot of that this year. So
that's my favorite.
Yeah. So Robbie knows all the words to that one. He does the whole little, has a whole little dance routine to it. So yeah, that's those two songs are probably our faves.
Tom, look, we're going to leave you to go and enjoy Christmas. Enjoy your warm lights. Thank you so much for coming on our Christmas special. And we look forward to more knitting, more sewing.
Yes, I'm going to be sewing, knitting.
Oh, and I think you better do a bit more diving for us, Tom.
Oh, well, maybe I will.
Definitely.
Just for you.
Just for us.
Merry Christmas, Tom
Merry
Daly.
Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Tom Daly, the fact that he just dipped all those Christmas lights. And when I say, you'll see it, we'll put up a picture of, there were lots of Christmas lights and he's dipped every one with different colours.
Yeah.
The effort. Yeah. The attention to detail.
But I loved his Christmas
jumper.
Oh, it's
gorgeous. Gorgeous. We'll put a link up.
I could do without myself today. I'm frozen.
Sorry, I'll put the heat on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, we made sure that even though he called Mum a Christmas pudding, we got some important Christmas canapé tidbits from Paul Hollywood.
I love Christmas. I love cooking for Christmas. I love a whole thing about Christmas for me is being in the kitchen. I've got to make mince pies next week because it's the 1st of December coming up.
Have you got your Christmas tree?
No. I used not. Up until a couple of years ago, I was buying real ones. Now I bought this artificial one a couple of years ago, which is really nice. And it looks like it's got snow on it. It's quite expensive. So I'm going to have to use that for the next 10 years.
Yeah, to get your money's worth.
To get my money's worth and to justify not burning the planet up.
What's your favourite taste of Christmas?
The first glass of champagne in the morning when I'm starting to put the turkey and prepare the turkey. I think normally, and I never drink normally before like 6 o'clock most of the time.
Don't you?
Why? I don't know. And I'll have a nice bottle of champagne. I don't normally drink champagne.
Don't you?
But I'll have a bottle of Cristal. I'll crack one open at 10 o'clock in the morning. Have a nice and has to be really cold though if I am going to drink it. And then I'll start preparing and rubbing the bird in the kitchen. And then stuff it.
Turkey.
Get it all ready. Yeah. But, well, the local farmer brings it round day before. He leaves it on my doorstep like for the Christmas. And then I'll bring it out, get it all prepared, set the oven, get it all in there. And then once all the veg and all the potatoes are all chopped up and prepared, then I literally, the thing is, I'll spend an hour making that gravy, getting the gravy spot on.
What?
Reducing it down. Once I've got the bird out rested,
yeah,
and I've got all my juices in there, and I've thrown me a little bit of corn flour in there, me wine, I'm reducing it down, I'm throwing stock in there, and I'm going to reduce that down. Because I'll probably do a chicken the week before to get some stock to use that initially for the Christmas, yeah.
So who's coming for Christmas?
Well, obviously my fiancée is going to be there.
Yeah.
And then I've got her family and I think it's about 5-6 of us.
What's Santa Claus bringing you? You hope. What do you hope he might bring?
Peace and quiet would be good. And goodwill to all men.
Do you really mean that?
Oh yeah, I wish goodwill to everybody. But now for me, I'm so difficult to buy for.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm impulsive and I'll buy stuff anyway.
I know, me too.
So I think, what's left? Oh, and then I'll buy some. I go, what have I just done that for? Could have asked someone to get me that for Christmas. I tend to get, you know, Viz. Remember the old Viz?
Yeah, comic.
Comic. I always get that annual every year. And it stems from, yeah, I do, because I read them when I'm on the loo. So ultimately...
So you lose for the Viz comic.
So what it is when you're at, you know, at Christmas time, my mum always used to bring me an annual. And she used to put it at the bottom of the bed when I was a kid. And it was always put at the bottom of the bed to give you 10 more minutes for mum to have another sleep. Just something to look at before
now
we go
iPads.
Kick a door.
Did you have a chocolate orange in your stocking?
Yeah.
Always?
A lot of the time. And then an orange.
An orange.
And some nuts and stuff like that. And some all sorts of weird stuff. And handkerchiefs with our initials on and stuff like that.
What was your best ever Christmas present you can remember?
My rally chopper.
His rally chopper.
My purple chopper.
I like a purple chopper myself.
And I feel like you're a lunch, Christmas lunch kind of person.
Oh,
late lunch.
4 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I think any later than that, it's too late. Because you've been drinking all day. You need something to soak it up.
And you can't digest your dinner before you go to bed.
No, I would certainly go for 3-4 o'clock. Mm. After the Queen's speech.
The King's.
King's speech, yeah, you're right.
And are there usually fights on Christmas Day in your house?
No, when I was growing up, no. My family were all... We used to go to church in the morning at 11 o'clock and then we'd sing all our carols and then I'd be fuming because I'd want to get back to the house to play with me toys. We were allowed a toy in the church on Christmas Day. So, of course, that was great. But I'd ride up and be rally chopper. best Sunday ever.
What's your favourite hymn then, being a church boy?
Well, there are more choruses than hymns, but hymns around Christmas time. I love In the Bleak Midwinter and
that.
Ding Dong Merrily on High. It's such a happy song.
Can you sing?
Yeah.
I bet you can.
I'm okay. I was always dragged in the front to the, you know, as kids when I was in this little Christian group to go and sing, you know, with everybody else. I hated it. I hated just being in front of an audience that sort of go to the back. Which is quite funny. I enjoy singing on my own. Don't sing in the shower, that's weird. I sing in my car. That's where I do a lot of singing, on my own.
You a belter?
I like the quiet stuff, like the sort of the Eagles. You know, I'll listen to some of the Eagles, sing along to that harmonious stuff.
Would that be one of your karaoke choices if you had to?
Oh no, that would be Chocolate Salty Balls.
What, the South Park one?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't heard that since I was a fucking teenager.
It's easy to
say. Or any Beatles track? How does it
any of the, I can't remember. Any of the early Beatles stuff?
Yeah.
Any because it's short and choppy and you don't have to hold the note. So anything like that is good.
What's the worst present you ever got, Paul Hollywood? At Christmas.
I can't say that because I know the people in question.
Will they listen to this?
Probably. I like all my presents because the gifts. I just rewrap it and send it out.
You're one of them.
I do rewrap. But the problem is you've got to make a mental note.
Yeah.
That you don't give it back to them.
Absolutely.
It's bad that, isn't it? Is it bad to do that?
Sustainable living.
To rewrap and give it back to somebody.
It's called recycling.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Recycling.
I don't know.
Yeah. What bake are you making, apart from Christmas pud?
Mince pies.
Yeah, but you have them in the run-up, right?
No, don't.
You're not going to have another piece de resistance.
I've got to do I'll probably end up doing a Yule log, to be honest. That'll probably be Christmas night and Boxing Day. But I'll do a Yule log leading up to Christmas, and I'll do it with orange chocolate, and it's delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah, really. With fresh cream inside it, with the zest of a mandarin inside that as well.
So is that just really a Swiss roll?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's actually a meringue-based sponge.
Oh.
And you have to break its back when you roll it up.
What, you mean like a roulade?
It's very similar to a roulade when you roll it up. It will crack slightly.
Yeah, like that.
And then you roll it all up and cream, loads of cream inside. It's fantastic.
Well, I was still spending Christmas with Paul, to be honest. Yeah. The blue eyes.
You still
like him? Angelic. Still love him. Yeah.
He was very good fun.
And I think he'd make a really good Christmas. I hope his pud is good and his Christmas cake.
Well, from Christmas pudding to banana bread. Now, this is an episode that people have not stopped talking about when David Schwimmer dissed Dr. Alex's banana bread. He came back. He's a glutton for punishment. He came back for more. We chatted to him over Zoom to talk about how he was doing Hanukkah and Christmas. David Schwimmer, welcome back to Table Manners, the Christmas special.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Will you be like the other New York Jews and be eating Chinese on Christmas Day?
I won't, only because, actually, that's how I grew up, of course, having Chinese and going to a movie around Christmas time. But no, actually, because my daughter's mum is a Brit, and so we'll be spending a lot of time with that side of the family, all the British. We'll be in London, basically, and so we'll be, my daughter has so many cousins and aunts and uncles and a lovely, lovely family, even though her mom and I are separate, are divorced. You know, we're still great friends, and we all hang out, and the families get on very well. So,
do you kind of feel like, as an American, that you go to England for Christmas and it's like the holiday, the films? You're like, oh, it's gonna snow, and everyone's saying, God, it's a bit chilly outside, isn't it? And you kind of live for that.
Yeah, except for the snow part. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was in London over Christmas and it snowed, but. Yeah, it definitely feels kind of exotic to me because it's quite a warm time of year. And there are all these traditions that that side of the family that I've kind of come to love and embrace. So I'll be doing Hanukkah here, you know, and her mom is Jewish. So we'll have some kind of celebration of Hanukkah here and then Christmas in London.
Do you get Hanukkah gelt? Or do you give Christmas presents?
I have done in the past, but we'll light the candles. Actually, I have a really great, funny menorah that's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Hun, the menorah is Ruth.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And
my word.
It's she's like holding a big gavel. It's brilliant. I somehow saw it online and I bought it right away. It was just.
I'm going to be Googling straight after this.
I'll have to send you a photo of it. Anyway, so yeah, we'll do presents. You know, my daughter has been sending, you know, suggestions of her, you know, their wish list of presents.
What's the going kind of present of her age at the moment? What are they all wanting?
Right now, Cleo was requesting a lot of has been these different stickers from a website. So a big sticker for her laptop and for her room and everything. So she's kind of obsessed.
That's doable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but they, you know, they can be quite expensive, too.
Sticker?
Yeah, you'd think, what's a sticker? But, like, there are some of these stickers that are so big in scale that they're, you know, they run $50, $60 each. So then, and she's made a list of, you know, like 30. Look, I'm really proud because I'm raising a really good negotiator. So she's, and my parents are both lawyers. My sister's a lawyer. So I've got that kind of negotiating gene.
Runs in the blood.
So I'm proudly passing that on.
So some of the Christmas traditions that you'll be doing in London, what are some of your favorite ones that they'll do? Any that you can recommend that we should all be doing?
Well, you know, they have a tradition where they would take the kids to the pantomime, right? And I've gone a few times, but this year, my buddy, actually, Nick Muhammad, is doing a show at the Soho Theater. So I'm trying to get the family to all the kids to come to see his show. It's called a Christmas Carolish, I think. So we'll probably do that. And then I also like your tradition of crackers, Christmas crackers.
Oh, yeah, you don't have them in the States, do you?
No, we don't do that.
And we tried to bring them over when we celebrated Christmas in the States. And we were told not to because it's got kind of gunpowder that makes them crack and it would have been detected. So didn't bring them over.
So sorry.
I think maybe you could start Christmas cracker business in the States.
Well, there are some shops here that do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, some British shops that sell them. Anyway, so I enjoyed that. You know, just the big, it's very similar to me, the feeling of like any big family meal. Thanksgiving for me was always the one, which I just celebrated with my family and my daughter in Los Angeles. You know, just the whole family getting together, good food, good wine, good cheese course, you know.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah.
Do you have Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner?
Well, I think they call it dinner, but it starts at like 2 or 3.
Okay. We never particularly appreciate the people that start dinner and you have to wait all day for that Christmas dinner until like 8 or 9 o'clock. Doesn't work well for us. What's your favourite Christmas film, David? You used to go to movies every year, but is there one that really sticks out that you'll try and get Cleo watching?
The one that I think Cleo and I have enjoyed the most, we like Home Alone, and but these are like, she's much older now. I mean, she's 11, so you know, it's kind of almost outgrown these films, but also Elf.
Like
Will Ferrell. Yeah, so I guess those are quite enjoyable. I don't really watch a lot of holiday films, but those two comedies are great.
Now, David, you know, we know you're quite vocal about when you like things and when you don't like things. but what is the worst gift that someone has ever got you for Christmas?
Oh, boy. I honestly don't remember. I don't believe you.
Really? It was that.
Well, how about I can say, although my parents will probably listen to this at one point, for Hanukkah, growing up, my parents were great about, you know, every night we got to pick one of the 8 presents that were already wrapped. They were in a pile right in the living room. And you could see by the shape of the present which one was maybe the one you would really, really hoping you would get. There was always a book, right? And there was always, my parents would always get my sister and I separately a calendar for the next year. And that was the worst. That was like a non-present because you could see right away which one it was. It was the only large, completely flat, you know, present. And so there was always a debate between my sister and I, do we get it over with? Like, when do we get the calendar over with? Do we save it for last or do we just
get out of the way?
Do we just, you know, Hanukkah night three is just a wash because that's good. We're going to open the calendar. That's the calendar night. So I would say that in answer to your question, I don't really remember getting like the worst Christmas gift, but the worst Hanukkah gift every year was the calendar.
But wouldn't you request, like, in the calendar, I can kind of imagine you having like a Cindy Crawford calendar when you're in your teens or whatever.
Yeah, you think my mom is going to get me the Cindy Crawford or Farrah Fawcett calendar? Fawcett. No, we get like the national parks.
Oh,
national. Who is the man that always photographs Yosemite?
Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams. Yeah, we often gave those as calendars. Yeah.
I grew up going to Yosemite all the time, camping with my family and hiking.
Best place on earth.
I took Cleo there 2 years ago. It was just amazing.
Is that a good age to do it? Because I've now got three. Since I've seen you last, I've had another baby.
Oh,
and
congrats.
Thank you. I have three. And the idea of them doing the romantic old, you know, trip.
No, they'd love it, darling.
It would be hell on earth. And my little one would probably like square up to a bear and like think that he was going to win or something. Like, they're really not there yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd advise it at this, at such a young age. But yeah, I think 9 or older, or even 8. 8 would be fun. And speaking of a bear, like, we had a bear come into our tent at one point. It was really scary because at that time, they had these, they were kind of like cement slabs. You could reserve a cement slab with two bunk beds frames. You brought your sleeping bag and pillow. So you would use these bunk bed frames and you were covered by a, you know, a canvas tent. And right outside that, you had kind of a rudimentary cooking area where you could build a fire in there and a kind of a makeshift stove. And you were advised to keep all your food at all times in the trunk of your car. But one time, one of my parents left the can of hot cocoa powder out. And sure enough, in the middle of the night, this huge grizzly came into our cooking area, ripped the can of, you know, chocolate powder apart, devoured that, and was literally 2 feet away from all of us on the other side of this, you know, tent flap that was tied together by hand.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, he thought he'd had his starters, I should imagine.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Going for the main course.
I think luckily another camper nearby had heard, and they start loudly banging pots and pans together to scare the bear off. And then eventually the bear went away. And we're all just, you know, huddled together, like really terrified. My dad goes outside and grabs pots and pans and starts joining, making as much noise as possible to get the bear to go away. And then the next morning in the light of day, you could see these giant, and I mean giant, paw prints and claw marks on the trunk of our car where the bear had tried to get into the food in the back of the car as well.
I'm sorry, that is good enough reason for no Jew to go camping. I'm sorry.
Jews don't suit camping, we think.
That is confirmed.
No, we had a great time when we went up every year and didn't deter us. I would highly advise taking your kids. Honestly, it's one of the, apart from that one incident in 10, 15 years, it's one of the most incredible places to go, I think, on earth.
Just don't bring chocolate milk. Fine. Okay. Lastly, before we let you go, David, what's better, the American Thanksgiving or British Christmas dinner? Which one's the better meal?
Well, I have to say, honestly, I would say Thanksgiving because of my own memories and my mom's cooking, and my sister happens to make the most amazing apple pie. And usually every year we make apple pie and pumpkin pie. So I would say, because, you know, I happen to be partial to Thanksgiving at home.
What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I just finished some toast with fresh peanut butter and blueberries. So I'll be eating that right after this call.
Delicious.
And yeah. Is that what you meant? What am I working on?
Well, I'm very interested in what you're eating, but are you working as well at the minute?
Yeah, actually, I just finished a little independent film in Los Angeles called Little Death. And Nick and I are shooting a kind of intelligence special in a couple of weeks. I'll be in London again in the middle of January for a few weeks shooting this special with Nick for Sky.
Then we should cook for you, David.
We can cook for
you. I would love that.
Yeah, come.
Yeah, invite me less.
We'd love you to come.
There will be no banana bread, I promise.
No banana bread.
Well, on the contrary, I think we should make banana bread this time. I'm happy to cook, by the way. I'm happy to...
Doesn't trust us. Darling, I still don't think he believes that we can cook and that we ever have a podcast about food. we are going to have to invite him for lunch.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we had to invite back the king of Christmas, Michael Bublé, to this special, even though he didn't think I was a singer. I mean, he still was complimentary, so yeah. You're forgiven.
Yeah, he thought you had quite a good voice.
I'm not bad. Jesse. Here he is telling us what his favourite Christmas song is.
I think my favourite Christmas song is I'll Be Home for Christmas. Come on, you know what, and why? It's because it was written in a time of war when, I mean, the stakes couldn't be higher. It was incredibly emotional and scary and serious, and moms didn't know if they would see sons again, and wives didn't know if they'd see husbands. And I think that song had such deep and resonant meaning for people. And what's funny is we've just gone through a war ourselves, and I think that songs like that are as important and as meaningful and as impactful as they've ever been. It's the reason why we're still, I mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful songs. They're well-crafted songs. And by the way, to go back one last time, thank you to all the Jews who wrote them, because I don't think there's one that is written by someone who isn't Jewish. They're all written. Go and look. They are literally, every single one of them is written by a Jewish person. Not one.
I want to say thanks to your grandpa, who clearly was the pre-crooner who got you into all of this music.
So, hon, do you believe Dean Martin's better than Frank Sinatra, or is that your granddad?
I know Frank had that voice, but I just think as human beings go, I think Dino looked like a very sweet, you know, a really gentle, funny, kind guy. And I know I don't think that was Frank's thing. Frank was the chairman of the board.
A gangster.
And so for me, I always thought that
you like the nice guy.
There was something just so cool, effortlessly
but
cool.
Dino had the voice and Frank had the phrasing. Mm-hmm. He was perfect. I mean, it wasn't the most beautiful voice, but it was perfect phrasing.
You mean Frank or Dean?
Frank had the phrasing.
Frank had the phrasing because he sang on his vowels. Frank, everything Frank did, what's a big Frank song? Say Fly Me to the Moon. There's a big Frank song. Everything was on the vowels. It was Fly Me to the Moon. Everything on the vowels. And yes. Let me play among. Everything was on the vowels. And Dino was When the Moon Hits Dry Like a Big Pete. He had that.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved it. I loved it all.
Oh, I God, love them Michael, all. I love your voice.
I love your voice. I just want you to stay all night and sing.
Are there any Bublé Christmas traditions that we must all start doing?
God, I love it so much with my kids that I... oh, my God, there's so many things.
Are you
just,
a Christmas
You know what?
Or a
I love...
Christmas
I'll tell you what.
Day,
it, I'll tell you what a Christmas tradition okay. is. And it's more about my mom, because my mom is crazy about it. And that's because we're so many kids. My sisters all have their kids, and there's kids everywhere. And it's Christmas night, there's always a dance party. And it's like the Christmas music goes on, and all the kids and the adults and everybody, just it's a full-on, we do a dance party. Adults are pretty shittered by that time. But the kids, it's the best thing ever. It really
that
is. And that's something
fun.
That,
Jesse.
And it's fun, because my mom will get impatient.
On.
And my mom, my grandma, you know. And she'll say, like, is it time for the dance party yet? And we'll go, yeah, but Mom, let's eat first. I know, but the dance party, it's coming, right? And I go, yes, Mom, the dance party's coming. And she says, okay, as long as we don't miss the dance party. And I go, fuck, Mom, we will do the dance party. I promise.
Mum, should we have a dance party at the end of Christmas Day like the Bublés?
Oh, I should be at the entertainment.
Oh, my God, Mum, you'll be on the stage doing Feliz Navidad. Oh, my God, it'll be like rocking around the Christmas tree. Mean Girls. Yeah. You're doing great, sweetie.
It must be kind of Spanish-speaking because it's, so maybe we will have Feliz Navidad.
Stop. Just stop. Oh, the doorbell's gone. Maybe it's Santa. Have a lovely Christmas, everyone. Take care. Enjoy your time to relax and get ready for more Table Manners in the new year. Happy New Year.
Wishing you all a very happy Christmas. Hope you have lots of fun. Don't eat too much. Well, do eat a lot. And just enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.